Digital Europe, bringing the continent's tech scene to your ears.
In Spain, like in most other countries, social networks like Facebook have been a runaway success. But for young Spaniards, there's another site that dominates their market, called Twenty. With a unique blend of American and Spanish creativity, the company has grown enormously in recent years. But as Twenty moves into the mobile phone market, a key test lies ahead. Guy Hedgeco reports from Madrid.
Como ves, yo soy un americano, pero con una larga historia en España. Entonces...
This is an end-of-year graduation talk at a university near Madrid. But the rapt audience isn't listening to the kind of middle-aged Spanish businessman you might expect at such an event. It's a 25-year-old Californian called Saren Denzel, who co-founded Spanish social networking site Twenty in 2007. A couple of years on from that speech, and Twenty has over 11 million users and sees 15% of all Spain's internet traffic. Last year, telecoms giant Telefonica bought a majority stake in the company for 70 million euros. The key to Twenty's success has been to attract young people to the site through its invitation-only model. That exclusivity is hinted at in the name. Twenty is short for Tu Entidad, or Your Entity in Spanish.
Our advantage is we've always had a much more closed model and very socially focused. So the website has always been invite-only.
Eric Schultink is Twenty's chief technology officer and one of several Americans who are involved in running the company from Madrid.
I think that more sort of restrictive privacy and more control over your own identity and how that's visible online appeals more to younger people who, you know, are forming their identity and want to have more control over it specifically.
As Twenty's tight privacy policy and targeting of teenagers suggests, it's not just a copy of Facebook. Unlike Facebook, it hasn't gone global. This is a social network aimed very squarely at Spaniards. Until recently, users could only list their home as within Spain's borders. But the company is entering a key phase. In recent months, it has opened a second office in Madrid and a new one in Barcelona, as well as doubling its staff. There's also speculation it's aiming to expand abroad. This summer, Twenty got its own cell phone operator up and running, an exclusive service available to those with a Twenty account. The mobile operator project is a logical result of Telefonica's buyout a year ago. But Telefonica has been going through its own upheavals. The company says it will lay off over 6,000 staff by 2013 as it battles Spain's economic difficulties. Earlier this month, the firm also announced a major restructuring that included opening a new base in London to supervise digital activities. Twenty insists Telefonica is not involved in day-to-day management of the social network site, but others disagree.
It's really hard to survive the buyout syndrome. You get bought, your culture changes, you get new executives all over the place, etc. And sometimes it takes 2 years or maybe 3 years to recover from that.
Enrique Dance is a professor of information systems at Madrid's IE Business School. He thinks Twenty is struggling with buyout syndrome.
I considered Twenty a very interesting company to follow as a blogger, as an IT professor, and so on. But from the moment Telefonica bought it, I don't see it that interesting anymore.
Telefonica plans to expand its activities in emerging markets such as Latin America, where it already has a major presence. And its involvement in Twenty suggests that the social network site will also look beyond Spain's borders. Twenty itself is coy about this and says any such move will be organic, rather than due to a concerted push. Expanding abroad would be a serious challenge, not least with Facebook already the world's biggest social network. But Julian Villanueva from Madrid's IESE Business School says Telefonica's muscle in other countries, particularly Latin America, will make expansion overseas a logical step for Twenty.
The same way that in Spain, Twenty has had a lot of success, it could replicate that success with the help of Telefonica and these other countries. Bearing in mind that Telefonica has millions of clients in Latin America, I think that yes, it could make an impact there.
Villanueva thinks Twenty can maintain its invitation-only model while expanding. That's what a Spanish clothing retailer, BuyVIP, has done too. Because after all, the only way to beat the world's biggest social network might just be to be the world's biggest exclusive social network. Guy Hedgecoe, Deutsche Welle Radio, Madrid.